All right, Jabal said, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up. We're actually just going to skip a little bit to the last paragraph of Perek Yud, chapter 10. Last paragraph of Perek Yud. So remember, again, in this particular chapter, the Ramchal has been speaking about the Midah of Nikius. Literally, oh, thank you. The Shir this morning is dedicated by Stephanie Rabinowitz in commemoration of the Yahrzeit of her father, Moshe ben Chaim Zichron Levracha. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshama will have an Aliyah and the family a Nechama. And what's with that? So the Ramchal explains the Midah of Nikius. Remember again, the easiest way to explain Nikius is to contrast it with Zihirus. So whereas Zihirus means a general awareness of what is right and what is wrong, and therefore again, planning a path forward towards what's right and avoiding that which is wrong. It's generally referring to wrongs that are obvious. Nikius is a bit more nuanced, because what Nikius represents is like this, that a lot of times I do things, and then when I look back at them, I realize they were not correct, but yet somehow I did them. How does that happen? So, okay, sometimes a person is just overwhelmed by desire and passion. That could happen. But more often than not, what actually happens is that a person is able to justify their actions. It's not so bad. It's not so terrible. Maybe if you're really good, it's not even wrong. If you're really, really good, it might even be a mitzvah. A person has a way of justifying a whole bunch of different behaviors. That's because inside of me, things are not as they should be. There are things that are in disarray. There are things that are broken. There are vestiges of impurity and negativity that reside in me, and that clouds my vision. Nikius is when I take that internal spiritual inventory, I see what's going on inside. And if there's something broken, I get rid of it. Or I fix it. If there's something broken, I address it. When you do that, what that essentially does is it resets your life vision. Suddenly you're able to see yourself for who you really are. You're able to see life for what it really is, and you don't walk around with this skewed or obscured vision. Last paragraph, chapter 10, Perek Yud. Va'amnam, Vadai Shamida Hazos Kosha. It is clear that this, I will say, is probably, out of everything we've learned so far, probably one of the hardest things to master. Kiteva Adam Chalash. It's actually a very profound statement. Because the nature of man is weak. Velibo nifta anikala, and his heart can be enticed even by the smallest of things. Umatir la'atzmo hadvarim shiyuchalim sovem kedehata, and sometimes he permits himself things that he really should not be permitting himself. Ubevadai shemishe gil levzos hamida kvari gil madrego gedola. Therefore, if you're able to reach the level of nikios, where literally again I'm able to say, take that spiritual inventory, identify that which is broken or in disarray inside of me and clean it out, it's a very high midah. Ki bifnei milchama chazaka amad v'nitzach. Because ultimately, again, this individual has stood in the midst of an intense war and has been successful. I'll say this goes back to the metaphor that the Ramchal, that Moshe Chaim Letzato started with. What was his ultimate metaphor? And I will say, I think it's probably one of the most simple yet impactful and profound metaphors. Life is a battle. Life is a battle. Every single day, or I should say it differently, life is a war, and that's a perpetual war. It's a war that's waged from the moment we're born until the moment that we die. And each and every day is its own battle. And like any battle, some battles are more intense, some battles are less intense. Some battles I win, some battles I lose. But make no mistake about it, every single day is a battle. We all battle against something. We all have some type of inner pushes and pulls or external forces that we have to battle against every single day. The Ramchal just says, when you get to that, if you're able to arrive or achieve the midah of nikios, a person has made major strides in their battle, in their war. You've obviously been successful in many of the battles of life to be able to achieve this midah. And now, says Ramchal, let's speak about this particular trait in greater specificity. Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11. Bazel Tov, right? We finished the parak. Right. Perek Yud Aleph. Beir, beprate midah sanikios. So now, let's speak about the specifics regarding the midrash, the attribute of nikios. So prate midas hanikios rabim hei ma'od. There are many different aspects or many different details to the concept of nikios. Vehinam kichola pratim shebechola shesam mitzos lo sasa. So he explains that, you know, remember, there's an element of nikios that's related to every single prohibition, right? Every prohibition has the things that I actively go ahead and... Every prohibition leaves vestiges inside of me, or leaves pieces inside of me. The midah of nikios, of cleanliness, requires me to root after the vestiges, or the little pieces of every single prohibition. Well, I'll explain that means just a moment. Ki amnam, inyan amida kivar marti, shulios naki mikol anfei averos. The goal of nikios is that I should be cleansed from any vestige of sin. Now again, I want to be clear, just because I know this, when you read a statement like that, it sounds a little bit crazy. No one is cleansed from every vestige of sin. So what does it mean to be cleansed from every vestige of sin? We'll say what it really means is, he's talking about a self-awareness, where I know what's good inside me, and I know what's broken inside of me. You know, let's say, I could save you a lot of money on therapy, if you want, because you know that a good... I'm sorry, Basanachan. I'm sorry, I'm tearing from the Parnassa. Right? But I will tell you something amazing. One, the key to often solving so many of life's problems is recognizing that just because you see things a certain way does not mean they are that way. It's an incredible yisod. People assume that because I see it like this, it is like this. That's not always true, for one simple reason. All you needed to do is come to shir. It's nikias. The reason we see certain things a certain way is often because we are colored by a variety of different things that are occurring internally. I don't see the truth for what it is. I see the truth the way I interpret it. And that's also on a very simple level. If you are having a very, very, very bad day, what's your opinion on humanity? Everyone is a Rasha Marusha, right? Everyone, Yemach Shemo V'Zichro, right? Look what he did. He cut me off. This one did this. My wife did this. My kids did this. No one respects me. No one did it. Come the next day, it's amazing how everyone's changed. Everyone's become Bali Tshuva overnight. It's absolutely amazing to see. Tzadikim, Gimurim, overwhelming. Nothing's changed except me, right? At the end of the day, and it's an incredible idea. It's an incredible idea. You have a bad day, much less patience for your kids. Next day, it's the same kids. The same kids. And suddenly, again, I'm like, feel like I'm in the running for Father of the Year. Hey, what's the pshat? Because again, we see the world, we see people, we see ourselves through what's happening inside. So here's the problem. If I'm not aware of what's happening inside, then I see all this stuff in the world and I think the world is crazy and the world is falling apart. And meanwhile, I fail to understand it is I who is in a state of disrepair and needs to do a bit of inventory and house cleaning. That's nikios. I just want to be clear. The Ramchal is not talking about someone who is cleansed from any vestige of sin. Fantastic. I mean, sign me up for that. I don't think I'm going to get there personally, but right? So nikios means this idea that not that I'm cleansed from it, but I'm aware. I get it. I know that there are certain things I do wrong in life, and I justify them. Okay, we all do that. Just never forget what you're justifying. Just never forget that really it's wrong, and instead you're just telling yourself it's okay in order to be able to do something you really want to do, as long as you remember that it is objectively wrong. That's nikius. Ulam. Afapi, let's do one more line. Afapi, shebechol averus mishtad liyezer alachti esa adam. See, even though, again, so now the question becomes, what are the things I have to be kind of on guard for, right? What are the things ultimately I have to be aware of? What are the things that may be broken inside of me that perhaps I'm overlooking? So the Ramchal writes that even though, again, by every Avera, the Yitzhahara tries to derail me. Kvar yesh mehen shateva mechamdan yoser ubahem maralo yoser hetir. There are certain averos, certain sins, for which we are easier prey, right? Certain things that at the end of the day, that unfortunately we seem to transgress much more readily. And what are they? Asher al kein, yitztarich ben Yosef chizok lenatzeach es Yisro. These are things for which I need greater strength in order to be able to go ahead and overcome my Yetzer, to be able to overcome ultimately again my inclinations. And what are they? Here it is. Gezel v'arayos, theft, immorality, nafsho shel adam mechamdasan, umes avalahen. So we'll stop over here for today, but just in this moment that I'm saying, he actually made reference to this in the previous chapter as well. The idea of Nikios teaches me to be on guard for any vestige of sin which resides in me. Right? Nikios says, know yourself. Da'as atzmicha. Know who you are. Know what you're doing, know what you're not doing, know what's whole and know what's broken. You can't necessarily fix everything, but you can absolutely be aware of the internal processes that are unfolding. A self-awareness. Be aware of what's unfolding inside of you. And that's true in every area with every potential chait. But there are certain things, apparently, that we have a predisposition towards. What are they? Gezel, theft, and arayos, and immorality. Those are two things that Ramchal posits that almost every single person struggles with. Now we'll see that theft and immorality could take on many different forms, many different shapes, many different variations. But Lamaisa, those are the two core things that man struggles with most. And the Meretz Hashem will begin to address that struggle tomorrow. Shkoyach.